This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Scott Gerlt is joining us, economist with the American Soybean Association. And Scott, what is the value of ASA having an in-house economist?
The value for ASA of having an in-house economist is to be able to gain economic insight into policy and other priorities. A lot of policy really comes down to trying to make sure soybean farmers can remain viable economically. So being able to gain insights into what policies would be positive for our producers, as well as trying to minimize potential negative impacts, provides a lot of value to the organization and the producers we represent.
And I'm curious, what's it like pioneering in this role?
It's an exciting challenge. It's a challenge because there is not a roadmap internally. It's something that we're working through and figuring out a little bit as we go. But that's also the exciting part, is we can think about this position from the ground up. We can think about what would be most beneficial, and we can implement that. It's a challenge, but it's a very enjoyable challenge, I think. Hopefully it brings a lot of value to the organization and a lot of benefit to the soybean farmers out there.
You talk about a challenge. So what are some of the responsibilities that come with that position, and how have those positions evolved here over the past few months?
There are multiple responsibilities with being an economist in this position. One of those is just staying on top of what's happening with policy, with markets, understanding how those interact so that I can flag issues that are arising, making sure that we're not going to have any policies that would just fly under the radar that could hurt us, making sure that we understand the policy options and how they can affect producers. Those are some of the main responsibilities, but there's also quite a few other things, such as writing reports. I have a monthly column in our eBean newsletter called The Economist Angle that your viewers are welcome to check out on our website. I also do presentations on request about soybean markets, some of the ways that policies are affecting producers. And so there's quite a few responsibilities that come with this position. And I think they are going to continue to evolve as the position matures. We're figuring out still what are some of the best avenues to apply some of the value that the economists bring.
All right, Scott, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
That is Scott Gerlt, economist with the American Soybean Association. He joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.